is whether bread that a goy made on Shabbos is permitted for a Jew to eat. Kabbalah can't have problems with kashrus. I'm talking about a baker, a paspalter, which some are lenient to use. The problem here, though, is that at the onset of Shabbos, this bread was not around, it was just flour, which is muktzeh. And there's another chash, this is considered noilad, changing flour into bread is a new entity. And there's a third sad that if you permit this, maybe you will ask a goy to cook for you, even though here he's not doing it for you, and in such circumstances it's generally permitted. But here that's concerned with food, is more of chash that even if he's doing it for himself, you can ask him to do it for you. Therefore, we have the svaras that it's aser, and the ones that are matter, they say that number one is he's doing it for himself, he's not doing it for you. So the general rules of goy doing something for himself is permitted. They don't say this chuk that since it's food, it's aser. And mitzvah problems of muktzeh, they say since it's the way of goyim to bake on Shabbos is not considered muktzeh because it was already in a mahalach that would be baked on Shabbos. L'maisa the paskins the mechaver shasat chak or letzoch mitzvah koyin tzuris b'smila letzoch b'ros ha'moitzi yish lismach ha'matir. If for some reason a person doesn't have challah on Shabbos, then there is room to rely on this either for b'smila or for its basic through the Shabbos to have the lechem mishnah. Avol also says the Ramah litein le'moitzi no Shabbos yitin lepas b'Shabbos does a diet to Yisrael kofin. Can't pay him in advance to bake for you on Shabbos, because that's considered as baking for you. Once the goy bakes for you, you are not allowed to be nana from it on Shabbos.